Since Saturday, it has become increasingly clear that the capture of the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro by US special forces was about more than drug trafficking. Venezuela is an oil-rich nation, and one of its closest trading partners has been China. The two countries had forged a straightforward relationship. China needed oil, and Venezuela needed money. But how will that partnership change now following the United States operation in Venezuela at the weekend? Well, we're joined by Dennis Staunton, the Irish Times correspondent in China, where Taoiseach Micheál Martin has been visiting this week. Dennis, good morning and thank you for speaking with us this morning. China had invested heavily in Venezuela. It had been buying a lot of oil, and we know that part of the reason for the US operation was to divert some of those resources to the United States. So where does that leave China's foothold in Latin America now?
Well, Venezuela was important. And as you say, initially, it was really a straightforward arrangement that Venezuela sold oil to China and China gave them money. But in fact, as the time has gone on, the proportion of China's oil imports that come from Venezuela has dwindled. So it's now only about 4%. It's not really that important so much as an oil supplier. But over the last 25 years or so, China has invested a lot in infrastructure, in mining, Venezuela, and also Venezuela was a strategic partner in the region for China. China was a big supporter of the regime of Hugo Chavez and then later of Maduro, and is part of a whole network of arrangements in Latin America and throughout South America, where China has, as you say, got kind of an economic and diplomatic foothold. Mm.
And the message from Marco Rubio on Sunday was clear when he said that the US would not allow the Western Hemisphere to be a base of operations for US adversaries, competitors and rivals. It's pretty clear he was speaking about China there. But could the dividing up of the world into those spheres of influence that he was alluding to be something that might actually suit China? Because it might promote an acceptance that China is a superpower which would have dominance over Asia.
I think in some ways, China would like the idea of a respect for at least its neighborhood or its role within Asia, and it would like to be the dominant power in Asia, and it doesn't like the fact that the US is still the biggest security power in this region. But at the same time, China has got ambitions not so much to dominate the world, but to have relationships all over the world. And so this Belt and Road Initiative, this infrastructure initiative that Xi Jinping has overseen, that has big links economically for China, not just in Latin America, but in Africa. And so I think that China wouldn't necessarily want to carve up the world in such a way that it would have to stay on its own side of the world. As you mentioned, Marco Rubio mentioned this idea that the Western Hemisphere should be a zone of interest for America and that other competitors should stay out. That was also reflected in the national security strategy that the Trump administration published a few weeks ago. And that certainly is a very clear message, and it's a clear threat to China's interests in those regions.
Do you think, Dennis, that the operation by the US in Venezuela at the weekend will have implications for what China might do in Taiwan?
I don't think so, mainly because China regards Taiwan as an internal matter, and it doesn't really care what international law says about it. It doesn't think that it's anything to do with international law. So the precedent wouldn't matter in that sense. It also doesn't particularly care about public opinion in the world. What it does care about is that what the US intentions are. So I think that at the moment, like the paradox is that all of this stuff is happening at a time when the US and China are engaged in a negotiation about trade, but also about their broader relationship. And Donald Trump suggested what he called a G2. And so the idea that somehow the China and the US could kind of work out things together. He's coming to China in April. And so so I think that all of these issues, including Taiwan, will be on the table as the year goes by. And in the meantime, one of the things China wants to do is to make clear in its response to this, what happened in Venezuela, that it stands with the rest of the global South in opposing what it regards as U.S. aggression and the U.S. flouting the international legal system.
Dennis, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. This is Dennis Staunton, the Irish Times correspondent in China. It is 7:31, and Kate Carolyn is here with the news headlines.